Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bamat Seyed Daf Mem Hey, and we are starting Mem Dalam Rebeis, the second to last line with the words Tistaim Rabbi Yochanan. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Mem Sar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama Should Have an Aliyah and Lilu Nishmas Mars Freidachai Beila Bas Rabbi Yitzchak Tzvi Hernish Shama Should Have an Aliyah. And in honor of the yard site of Mars Leia Bas Rav Zalman Yosef, Hernish Shama Should Have an Aliyah, and she should be Melis Yosher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. Now we concluded somewhat in the middle of the sugya as part of the greater discussion regarding what a gold coin is considered in relation to a silver one, as in which one is teva and which one is Peira, the Gemara brought a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni with a machlokes between Bishamay and Beis Hillel, whether one is allowed to be Machalel, transfer the Kedusha of silver Maaser Sheni coins onto gold ones. Bishamay does not allow, and Beis Hillel does. Now, this is machlokes for Yochanan Reish Lakish, how far the machlokes Bishamay and Beis Hillel extends. According to one man to Amar, the only argument between them is regarding silver coins onto gold ones, but everyone agrees that actual Maaser Sheni produce is allowed to be Machol onto gold coins. Whereas according to the other man to Amar, the machlokes is even regarding produce, and Bishamay does not even allow this, because gold coins are always considered payrice and one cannot be machal payrice onto payrice. So now we're going to try to figure out who said what. What did Rabbi Yochanan say and what did Reish Lakish say? So Gemara tells us, Tistaim Rabbi Yochanan, who the Amar in Machalin. Let's say it's Rabbi Yochanan who said that Beis Shammai does not allow being machalal actual Maaser Sheni produce onto gold coins. Tell Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Mem Hayom Alpha on top, Asar Lilvay's dinner by dinner. One is allowed to borrow a dinner in order to pay back a dinner. Now, dinner demai, what type of dinner are we talking about? Elim a dinner shall chasef. If you want to say we're talking about a silver dinner, the one's not allowed to borrow a silver dinner and pay back a silver one. Well, but dinner shal chasef lagabe navshe mi'ikal amanda amar lav teva hava. Does anyone hold that when we just have a simple silver dinner by itself, that it's not considered teva? Of course it's considered teva. It's regular currency. Of course, if I borrow a dollar, I could pay you back a dollar. There's no issue with that. It's not an issue of saw besaw like we had yesterday. So el pshita, dinner shal zav, dinner shal zav. It must be the Rabbi Yochanan's asring, borrowing a golden dinner and paying back with a golden dinner. Now, laman, in whose shita would he be saying this? Il beis hillel, if he'd be saying this shita beis hillel, well, that can be because ha'ami teva hava. Beis hillel says very clearly that gold coins are considered currency. So of course, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to borrow gold coins and pay back with them. El lav Beis Shammai, it must be Rabbi Yochanan was saying this in Shitas Beis Shammai. Ushma minar, Rabbi Yochanan who da'amar in Mechal Linon. It must be that we see from here that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who explained the Shitas Beis Shammai, the one's not allowed to transfer Kedusha of Maaser Sheni produce onto gold coins, because gold coins are considered pay rice and not teva. The Gemara says, loy, that's not a raya. Loy lam emelcha Rabbi Yochanan who da'amar Mechal Linon. Actually, it's Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. He's the one that holds in Shitas Beis Shammai, the one is allowed to transfer the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni produce itself onto gold coins. Bishani halva, the case of borrowing is totally different. Given the linyan mekhu memker, since we're talking about buying and selling, meaning when we're talking about buying a gold coin, shavir rabbanan kipeira, the rabbanan treated it as payrois. Where do they do that? Damrinan iuniu da'ikir vizil. Because we said it itself, meaning a gold coin itself, is what goes up and down in value. And we said that in our Mishnah. The beginning of our Mishnah was hazav kaines akesef. And that's because zav is considered payrois. And therefore, legabe halva nami, when we're talking about halva as well, payrahava, we say that gold coins are considered payrois. And that's why one's not allowed to borrow a gold coin in order to pay back with a gold coin, because that's like borrowing payers to pay back with payers, and as we learned yesterday, that's called saw besaw, which is asr midrabanan. And hachinam misaber, it's actually logical that Rabbi Yochanan holds this. Dichi asr Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, he said that Rabbi Yochanan himself said, afal pisha amru asr levas dinner with dinner, even though he said that it's asr to borrow a dinner and pay back with a dinner, aval machal in maaser sheni olav. But one is allowed to be machal actual maaser sheni produce onto a gold dinner. Shemamino, we see clearly from here that Rabbi Yochanan holds that everyone agrees, even Beis Shammai, one's allowed to take maaser sheni produce and transfer his kedusha onto gold coins. And we continue with this Tashma, we have a Mishnah that tells us, Haparit Salam Mimais Maaser Sheni. A person has mice of Maaser Sheni. Mice is copper coins. So he has a whole bunch of copper coins that have Kedusha's Maaser Sheni, and he wants to transfer their Kedusha onto a silver one. And that's because there's 768 copper prutas to a silver sella. And it's much easier, obviously, to carry one silver sella up to Yerushalayim as opposed to almost 1,000 copper coins. So when a person is transferring the Kedusha of his copper Maaser Sheni coins onto a silver one, Beisham Aaron Beisham says, Bechala Sella Mice. He can take all of his copper coins, all 768 of them, and transfer them onto one silver coin. Whereas the Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, B'shekel kesef, b'shekel mois, he's only allowed to do this in a shekel. And there's two shekelim to a sella, which means he's only allowed to take half of his coins, 384 copper ones, and transfer them onto a silver shekel, but the other 384 have to remain copper coins. And that's just because when he arrives in Yerushalayim, he's going to need to purchase basic necessities, milk, bread, yogurt, ice cream, and he's going to need small copper coins. Now, if everyone would be coming up to Yerushalayim with only silver ones, they're going to need to go to the money changer to exchange them right away, and then the money changer is going to see that copper coins are in high demand, so the price is going to go up, leading the customer to receive fewer copper coins for his silver one, which causes a loss for Maaser Sheni. And therefore, Beis Hillel says he has to bring some copper coins up with him. Now, what do we see from here? Hashal Beis Shammai legabe priti mechalinon. Now, in Shitas Beis Shammai, we see that in regards to copper coins, one is allowed to be mechal Maaser Sheni onto copper because he has a whole bunch of copper Maaser Sheni coins. So, legabe dava mibaya, do you want to say that there's even a question in regards to gold? Obviously, we're dealing with gold, which is much more chasher than copper. One would be allowed to transfer his actual Maaser Sheni produce onto gold. So, the Gemara says that's not a raya. Mishnayot, Shani Priti Ba'asu Desagin Harifi. Pruta's copper coins are different because in a place where they're used as currency, they're actually more harif than gold. So there's no raya from this Mishnah. Now the Gemara tells us, Lishna Achrina Amrila, there's some that have a totally different version in this Machloikas Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish regarding what Beisham Beisil argue about. And here goes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, they argue, Chanam, or one of them says, Machloikas, the whole Machloikas Beisham Beisil is Beslaim al Dinarim, transferring the Kedusha of silver Meister Shani coins onto gold ones. The Beisham Beisil Beisham holds HaKesef, Kesef Rishon, Vele Kesef Shani. When the Pasuk in regards to Meister Shani tells us, Vinasata Bakasef, Vitsarta HaKesef Biyodcha, this second word, HaKesef, tells us that you're only allowed to use Kesef Rishon and not Kesef Shani, which means the first coins that you transferred your Meister Shani onto, those are the ones that have to be brought up to Yerushalayim, and you're not allowed to bring Kesef Shani. You're not allowed to take those coins and transfer their Kedusha onto other coins. Whereas Beisil Sar Beisil holds HaKesef Kesef Riba. We actually have a Riboy, an inclusion in the Pasuk. As we just said, the Pasuk says the word Kesef twice, Vinasata Bakasef, Vitsarta HaKesef Biyodcha. And therefore Beisil holds that the second word Kesef is an inclusion. Vafilu Kesef Shani, and even Kesef Shani is allowed to be brought up, which means that Silver Meister Shani coins are allowed to be transferred onto gold coins. Aval Peris Al Dinarin, but when we're talking about the actual Meister Shani produce itself being transferred onto gold coins, everyone agrees that we are allowed to do so, that Kanti Kesef Rishon Hu, because that's still called Kesef Rishon. Now that's one Manda Amar. Bechad Amar, the other Manda Amar says, Afi Peris Al Dinarin Nar Machloikes, that even in regards to the produce itself, transferring their Kedusha onto gold coins is also the Machloikes between Beisham and Beisil. Beisham does not allow. The Gemara asks, Ulamanda Amar Slain Al Dinar Machloikes, according to the Manda Amar, which is the first one, the Machloikes is transferring silver onto gold, while the Miflegi Beslaim Al Dinar and Liflegi Beslaim Al Slain. Instead of arguing regarding silver onto gold, just argue in regards to silver onto silver, and Beishami would not allow that either because we need Kesef Rishon and not Kesef Shani. So Gemara says no, if the Machloikas in the Mishnah was silver onto silver, Havamina, I would say, Hanimil Beslaim Al Slain. That's only we're talking about silver onto silver. Aval Beslaim Al Dinarin, but if we're talking about silver onto gold, Maiduluhu Beisil Beishami, I might say the Beisil agrees to Beishami, the Aval Gabe Chaspa Peirahava, the gold coins in relation to silver ones are considered Peirais, Velemachal Linon, and we're not allowed to be Machal them. Kamashmon, the Chedesh is that no. So now we're going to see whether or not this is actually a valid way of understanding the machlokes between Beisham and Beis Hillel. Tashma, we have another Mishnah that talks about Meister Shani. Hapayrat Sela Shal Meister Shani B'Yerushalayim. Someone who has a Sela, he has a silver coin of Meister Shani, and he's in Yerushalayim, and he wants to break it up into smaller denominations of mice, he wants copper coins. Beisham says, B'chala Sela Mice. He can take a silver coin and break it up completely into 786 copper ones. Ubeis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says that no, B'shekel Kesef, B'shekel Mice. He's only allowed to be pirate half of it into copper coins, but the other half he has to keep as a silver shekel. And the reason for this is because it's very likely that when he leaves Yerushalayim, he's going to have extra Meister Shani money, he's going to want to leave it there for next time he comes, and if it's copper coins, then they might go bad before he gets back. And if you want to suggest that he should just transfer them back onto silver and leave silver there, well then he's going to have to pay another exchange fee, which in both scenarios is going to create a loss for Meister Shani. So that's what Beisil says, that he's only allowed to be pirate half of his money into little copper coins. So now we analyze, now that we see that everyone agrees, we could take silver coins and break it up into smaller denominations of copper ones, and we don't say, we need to have Kesef Rishon, we need to keep it in its original silver denomination, and we're not allowed to have Kesef Shani. When we're talking about gold, which is more chashe than copper, would we even think of saying Kesef Rishon and not Kesef Shani? We shouldn't say that, so it must be this is not a valid way of understanding the machlokes between Beisham and Beis Hillel. However, Amar Rav, Rava says, that's not a good question. Yerushalayim kamaisvis. You're asking from a case that the person's in Yerushalayim with his Meister Shani money? Shani Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim itself is totally different. Tichsev Beit says about it, V'nosata kesef b'chol asher tava nafshecha b'bakor batzoin. And you shall place the money, meaning you should take your money of Meister Shani that he brought up to Yerushalayim and use it for whatever your soul desires, bakor, tzoin, and anything else you want. And how else are you supposed to buy a single rice cake or one sour stick if you don't have little copper prutas? And since the Pasuk tells us that we're allowed to buy any food item that we want with money of Meister Shani, so everyone gives you to take your large coins of Meister Shani money and break it up into smaller denominations once you're ready in Yerushalayim. So this is not a good question. However, now the Gemara has a conclusive proof. Tashma, we have arrived from the original Mishnah. What do we say? Apart selling Meister Shani, a person's outside Yerushalayim, he's taking his copper Meister Shani coins and he wants to transfer the Kedusha onto silver ones. Beishami Erem Beishami says, B'chala Salamais, all of his copper ones and transfer them onto silver. Beisil Erem Beisil says, B'shalka Kasa B'shalka Mais, he's only allowed to do half of them. As we see very clearly from here, that according to Beishami, there's no issue of Kesef Shani because Beishami says that you're allowed to take all your copper ones and transfer them onto silver, and that silver is Kesef Shani, and Beisham has no problem with it. So it must be this new version of understanding the machlokes between Beisham and Beisil is not valid. And the Gemara says, you're right, Elo Dekulei Alma HaKesef, Kesef Riba. Everyone darshens the pasuk of HaKesef Kesef, that it's a Riba, it's an inclusion, and Vafilu Kesef Shani, one's even allowed to bring Kesef Shani up to Yerushalayim. Elo Yitmar, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Hachi Yitmar. Rather, if you want to say there's a different version in the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lakish, what the machlokes Beisham and Beisil is, this is what that version is. Chanamer, one of them says, machlokes Beslan al Dinarin, machlokes Beisham and Beisil is in regards to transferring kedusha of silver meister sheni dinarim onto gold ones. B'shamay sarv b'shamay holds gazrina and memhei on beis on top shemay yishal yosav. Then maybe he's going to delay his aliyah, delay going up to Yerushalayim. Does him delay molazuzay b'dinra because sometimes he's not going to have enough silver ones to make a whole gold one. Maybe he only has 20 silver ones and he needs 25 v'loy masek, and so he's simply not going to go up to Yerushalayim until he gets 25 to make a gold one. And we know that a person has a limited amount of time that he's allowed to delay going to Yerushalayim, and we're not going to get into that right now. Whereas Beis Hillel holds like Azrin Shami Yishal Yosef, we're not going to say that maybe he's going to delay going up to Yerushalayim. The chiloy malu nami b'dinra, even if he doesn't have enough silver to make one gold one, asuki masek lahu, he's still going to go up to Yerushalayim. And therefore, when he does have enough silver, he could transfer it onto gold. Avol peres al dinarim, but when we're talking about transferring kedusha of Maaser Sheni produce itself onto gold coins, divrei kol machalinon, everyone says he's allowed to, even Beis Shammai, to keep it to Merkavi, since they're going to rot if he leaves them around. Loy mashi lahu, he's not going to delay with them. V'chad amar, whereas the other one says afilu peres al dinarim na machlokes, then even when we're talking about peres onto dinarim, there's still machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai does not allow peres onto gold coins. So now we analyze bishlam al hachleshne to amrit dimin derais amishar shari v'rabban hu degazru bei. We understand according to this lashon that we just mentioned that midai raisa, one is allowed to transfer kedusha of silver onto gold, and the only reason why one would not be allowed to is because exer derabanan, then maybe he's going to delay going up to Yerushalayim. So Hayin Diktani, that's why the Mishnah that started out this whole discussion says yase v'lo yase. Amem talam based on the bottom, we have this machlokes between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and lashon of the Mishnah is lo yase or yase adam slaim dinarizav. As that's a fine lashon with this understanding. Al hachleshna, but according to the first understanding, machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the amrit that you said the midai raisa pligi, they're arguing even midai raisa whether or not one's allowed to transfer silver onto gold. So mechalina v'lo mechalina mibayalei. The lashon of the machlokes in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel should be a lashon of mechalinon. Are we allowed to be mechal or are we not allowed to be mechalel? Because it's an issue of a dairaisa. Why didn't the Mishnah use that lashon? The Gemara answer is kasha. You're right. That's a good question. Now we go back to the first Mishnah, the Perek on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and by now we know that being kind of payers creates the chiyuv that the money has to be given, and not vice versa. But now the Gemara suggests that perhaps even making a kinyan on the money will be kind of the payers, if it's done by way of chalipin, exchange. Not a sale, but a chalipin. And this is similar to what we learned in the Mishnah regarding two items being exchanged. The kinyan on one means that the other one is automatically acquired by the other, even though it hasn't changed hands yet. Now, this type of chalipin is slightly different than the classic barter of my car for your van or my bat for your ball, for example. That would be your classic chalipin. This chalipin is a little bit different. It's also called kinyan sudur. The buyer hands over his sudur, his kerchief, to the seller, and when the seller is kinda it, he's makna his item to the buyer. And that's what we're talking about over here. So Gemara tells us, Itmar was stated, Rav and Levi argue about this. Chanamar, one of them says, Matbeya nas chalipin, that a coin could create a chalipin kinyan, which means that when a person hands over his coin for an item and the seller makes a kinyan on the coin, that's the object of the chalipin, automatically his object is acquired by the other guy. V'chanamar, the other one says, Ein matbeya nas chalipin, matbeya is not nas chalipin. Now, Omar Papa Papa explains, My time of the man to Omar, Ein matbeya nas chalipin. What's the reason for the man to Omar? The matbeya is not nas chalipin. Mishum de daita atzurasa. That's because the das of the seller is on the tzura, it's on the form or the print of the coin, mitzurasa vidi de batla. And the form of the coin could become batal. What does that mean? So even though the coin itself has inherent value, it's real gold or silver, nonetheless, the main reason why it could be used on the street is because of the imprint, the tzura, the stamp that's on the coin. And that's what the seller's das is on. And the whole issue is that a coin could become pusel, it could be taken out of circulation, and then it loses its value as usable currency. And there's a halacha, the chalipin has to be done with a davar shalem or a davar mesuyim, a stable item, like a kerchief, that isn't subject to change, and that's the reason the man to Omar ain't matbein as a chalipin. Now we're going to try to bring a raya to Nan. Our Mishnah had said, Hazav kainas hakasef, zav is kainas hakasef. My love, mechalipin. Isn't that talking about with chalipin? Ushmamina with beinas chalipin. We see them with beinas chalipin. The Gemara says, loy bedamim. We're talking about a monetary sale, not an exchange. Ask Gemara, ihachi, if that's so, hazav kainas akasef, mechayiv mi bayalei. Instead of the Mishnah saying, zav is kainas akasef, which is mash mechalipin, then when the seller takes the gold coin, that creates an automatic kinyan on the silver. That's how kinyan chalipin works. Well, if you're saying our Mishnah is not talking about kinyan chalipin, then our Mishnah should say, mechayiv, meaning the Mishnah should say, hazav mechayiv as akasef. Then when the person takes the gold, he is now mechayiv himself to give the silver. Why didn't the Mishnah say that? The Gemara answers, you're right, Tani, hazav mechayiv. That's what we should understand the Mishnah, that taking the gold is mechayiv the kesef to be paid, and that's the way that we understood in the Mishnah, and we're not talking about chalipin. And Hachinam Misav, it's actually logical to say that. Megitani Seifa, because the next part of the Mishnah says, hakesef ain't a kinyan hazav. The kesef is not kinyan hazav. No, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Bedamim, if you want to say we're talking about a monetary sale, a gold coin for silver ones, hainu darmina, dava per, v'chas bativa, that's what we're saying, that the gold coin is considered the merchandise, the silver ones are considered the actual currency. currency, mitiva, payra like honey. And currency, halachically, is not able to be kind of merchandise. Eli yamr b'chalipin, but if you want to say that we're talking about a kinyan chalipin in the Mishnah, chavai l'knu adadi, both of them should be kind each other. It shouldn't make a difference if someone makes a kinyan on the gold first or the silver first, a kinyan chalipin works both ways. So we have a clear raya from our Mishnah that matbea is not nas chalipin. Now we're going to attempt another raya from a brisa which is on our Mishnah, but see that it's not conclusive. V'aydim, furthermore, another attempted raya, tanya, we have a brisa on our Mishnah, hakesef ainu kinyan hazav, kesef is not kinyan hazav, ketzad, what's the scenario? So machalai esbe chamisha dinarim shal kesef b'dinu shal zav, if he sold him 25 silver dinarim for a golden one, alfa pisha mashachas hakesef, even though he did a mashicha on the silver, like kana, the gold is not acquired, adshim shachas hazav, until there's an actual mashicha, a real halacha kinyan on the gold. Now we have a mishleim b'damim, if you want to say this is just a classic sale, so mishum hachi like honey, that's why the gold is not acquired yet, because a mashicha hasn't been done on it. As we've been saying all along, that when money is paid for an item, halachically, the item is not acquired yet. Eliyam b'chalipin, but if you want to say that a coin could create a kinyan chalipin, Nikni, then the gold coin should be acquired the moment a kinyan was made on the silver ones. It must be ein matbea nas chalipin. The Gemara says that's not a raya. Elamai bedamim. What do you want to say? That this brisa is talking about a regular sale? Well, yachiv, that's so. Ein reisha. Take a look at the reisha of the brisa. Hazav kinyas a kesef. The zav is kind of kesef. Ketzad, what's that scenario? Says the brisa. Machar lo dinar shal zav ve'es v'chamisha dinarim shal kesef. He sold him a golden dinner for 25 silver ones. Kivin shamash chas hazav. The moment he did a mashicha on the gold, nikni kesef v'chol makam shehu. The kesef was acquired in any place that it is. If you want to say that we're talking about a kinyan chalipin here, meaning matbea nasa chalipin, that's why the brisa says that the silver is acquired wherever it is, because that's why a kinyan chalipin works. I could be selling you my house in Honolulu, but I live in Eretz Yisrael. The moment I take your sudr, my house in Honolulu is acquired to you, even though it's not here. So that's the way the kesef could be acquired, b'chol makam shehu. But if you want to say we're talking about a regular sale, hi nikni kesef b'chol makam shehu, nis chayv gavrimi b'alei. Instead of the brisa using the lashon of nikni kesef b'chol makam shehu, it should use the lashon of Nischayev Gavra. At the moment the gold coin was acquired, he now is Mechayev himself to give the silver ones. Why don't we use that Lashon? So the price is not conclusive. Now Rav Ashi says, well, Olam Bedamim. Really, we could be talking about a regular sale. And Umay B'chol Makam Shehu, what does the price mean by B'chol Makam Shehu, which is Mashma Kinyan Chalipin, Kimais Shehu, as was discussed. In other words, Kida Amar Lay, like the buyer had told the seller. Meaning the Kesef is acquired in whichever way the buyer had originally stipulated. For example, I Amar Lay, Ma'ar Ki Chadasha Yavina Lecha, if the buyer had said, I'm going to give you silver coins from my new wallet, meaning I'm going to give you new silver coins, the buyer is not allowed to change that and now give old silver coins. Even if these old silver coins happen to be better than the new ones, still he has to give exactly as he said he would. My time, why is that? Because the seller of the gold coin could tell the buyer, I want to age them. That's why I want your new silver coins, even though your old silver coins are technically better. I still want your new silver coins in order to be able to keep them around for much longer. That's what it means to age them. And that's what the brisa can mean by saying, it doesn't mean wherever they are. It means exactly as was stipulated previously, and that the buyer is not allowed to change anything from the original agreement. So we don't necessarily have a raya from the brisa, whether or not matbeya nas chalipin. However, it does seem pretty clear from our Mishnah that ain matbeya nas chalipin. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.